Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Keith Erica. How may I help you?
Well, I hope you can be more. Thank you already. I can understand what you're saying. I couldn't understand. This other girl just went so fast. She was horrific. That's all I could tell you. So at least you sound clear and I can understand you. Okay. So I am not happy at all with having been sent a watch that I didn't want. So the other gal, from what I detected, is she said so quickly and so rudely, I got to keep the watch. I had 14 days to tell you I didn't want the watch. That's supposedly $69. And I said, well, I don't see that charge. She said, well, it's been charged to you today. Well, first of all, this is how the watch happens. I do the survey for COVID people, got the shot, did the survey. Then they go, now you can choose a gift. I chose the AirPods, and people had written reviews saying it's definitely up board. It's not a fake. I trusted the reviews. I said, okay, I'll take the AirPods. I give the credit card. Wrong. Shouldn't have. The next screen has this stupid watch. Okay. I don't want the watch. So there was no way for me to say I don't want the watch. I looked all over the page. So the only thing I could think to do was X out of the whole website. I said, I don't care about the AirPods. Just get me out of here because I don't want any of the scamming shit with the watch. So I called tonight finally. Happened to be very busy. Finally got the call. She says, well, it's too late. Keep the watch. Give it to somebody. So I just looked at my calendar. Now, first of all, it was March 2-2. That I got the charge for the shipping. Now, if you use that date, it's 14 days till April 5th, which is Monday. So actually, according to the charge of the shipment, I'm still within 14 days. But regardless, this is a scam. And I asked her, I said, you don't have to worry. I mean, you're not responsible for this. You're answering the phone. If there's a supervisor, I would talk to them. But she had no interest and hung the phone up. Okay, I already told her I have three choices. A, I will definitely call the credit card company and I definitely will dispute it. B, I will call Better Business Bureau and report the business. But C, maybe I should talk to a supervisor because I'm a reasonable person. She hung up. And she had some strange accent, she was horrible. So I don't know, do you guys have a supervisor so you don't have to deal with us?
Hey, I can assist you with the account. To verify the account, may I please have your zip code?
Yes. And by the way, I'll tell you what that happened too. She asked me for my address, my full address, which I didn't like. She put me on hold forever to come back to me. She came back once and said, I'm still checking. And then she left again for another minute. So I literally was on the phone for 5 minutes doing nothing. I don't know what was wrong with this girl, but she doesn't belong in the workplace. So yes, my zip code is 75028.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Christine Bassano, Bassano.
Thank you. Can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
Yes, okay, 4513 Kyle Lane in Flower Mound, Texas, 75028.
Thank you for that information. On March 19th, you ordered the Melody Pods and the Melody Watch, paid shipping and handling for $5.97 each.
Right, except that I didn't want the watch. It's something wrong with the website. I had no way to say no to the watch. There was no check mark there. It just said, hey, now that you've given us your credit card, do you want this great watch? And I had no place to say no. So I X'd out of the whole thing, hoping I would get nothing, including the pods. So I don't want this watch. And it was very mischievous the way they did this. And so my only recourse is, A, that you guys do have supervisors. I don't know if you do or don't. B, if you don't, then I just have to go to my credit card company and tell them, and they will definitely put it in dispute, and I will report it to Better Business Bureau because it's definitely fraudulent. I could not answer yes or no to the watch. It just did it. Even after I X'd out of the whole website, I just X'd out. I never said pay final, you know, complete. You know, most times if you're ordering something, there's finalized payment, something. This thing went from my credit card to a watch popping up afterwards. Very, very, very deceiving. So do you guys have supervisors? Do you have someone you could actually put me through to that's above you guys?
Yes, ma'am. We have a supervisor here. I can go ahead and get your account refunded and canceled out for you.
Well, what do I do with this watch that I don't want?
You can keep the watch, ma'am. If you don't want to keep it, I can give you a return address that you can send the watch back to, ma'am.
Okay. But this charge went apparently, according to the last girl, they charged me today. That's why I didn't even know I got charged. You know, she told me. So are you going to be able to credit this tonight before I hang up?
Yes, ma'am. I can refund you the charge. The refund will be back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. That will be for the 69 whatever it was, plus the
597. $69.97.
And the shipping of $5.97?
Not the shipping cost, just the end of trial charge, which was $69.97.
Okay. You're going to put this back for $69.97.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Very nice.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
What can you hold?
What's your name?
Keith Erica.
Erica?
Keith Erica.
Can you spell it?
K-E-T-E-R-I-C-A.
Keith Erica. Oh, very nice. Okay. Thank you. What kind of name is that? It almost sounds Indian.
No, ma'am, it's not Indian.
No? It sounds pretty. Okay. Well, thank you. Do you want me to hold?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hold 1 second while I finish getting your account canceled and refund it for you?
Thanks, sir. We'll certainly wait.
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here getting that account canceled and refunded for you. I'm sorry. Can you just bear with me for 1 second?
Absolutely. Absolutely. How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Hey, ma'am, I did get that canceled out for you, and I do have the cancellation number when you're ready.
I'm ready. Thank you.
The cancellation number is C as in cat, C as in cat again, D as in dog, B as in boy, 6, A as in apple, 7, D as in dog, 40, E as in Edward.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am. That's the cancellation number. Your account is canceled out for you.
Thank you. And, Katerica, also, I'm going to just write down the address for the to return if I get to it, because it just bothers me so much what happened. I will just otherwise just keep it. But what is that return address?
The return address is 105.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, that's S-E-R-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
The word way, that's W-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
179. Milpitas, that's M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S, California.
Mm-hmm.
The zip code is 95035.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what do I address it to? The name of the company, you mean?
You can just put the name of the product on top of the package.
Do you know what the name of the product is?
Yes, ma'am. The name of the product that you order is the Melody Watch and the Melody Pods.
Melody Watch. Okay. I would love to talk to somebody, though, to tell them about the website. Is anybody there, like, interested in that? Because it's
I can send you over to my supervisor if you would like, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to tell them exactly what happened because I'm not a cheat or anything. It's just horrible. It's horrible that you have to go through this. So, yeah, that would be great. And I appreciate it. And I will also tell the supervisor how you were professional and they should find out who that other creep was because she was nasty. Wow. Nasty.
Yes,
I hope
ma'am.
She probably didn't even put anything in the record so she wouldn't. She's probably anonymous, wouldn't want to tell anybody she even spoke to me because she was just, wow, really rough around the edges. Thank you. I'll hold in for the soup. Okay.
You're welcome. I will send you over now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
I didn't look yet. I got it.